Cam Whitmore was traded over the weekend. Will you actually miss him from the Houston Rockets? We'll get to that. It's In the Loop, but the fellas are out today. Figgy Figs here holding things down. However, I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee, in for Reggie and the OG John Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
Good to be here. Hopefully everyone had a great holiday weekend. Mentioned off the top about the Radiothon on Thursday, Figgy, somebody on YouTube said they're looking forward to their dinner with you and B. Scott.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for that, man.
Where's that going to be?
It's going to be at Comier's Kitchen.
Nice.
I want to say it's up in Spring. They got some really good food, man. I've been there before.
That'll be a good time.
Yeah, I can't wait, man.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like a fun evening there.
I've had to pay big money to go out to eat with these fellas around here, too. So, you know, I get it. They don't want to hang out with me.
That's lies, lies.
But no, that'll be a great time with Figgy and B. Scott for sure. And appreciate everybody that did donate throughout that Radiothon on Thursday. All the listeners that just stepped up huge for their city, raising nearly $24,000 for the food bank. It really was incredible. Also, catching up on the comments coming in, someone asked, do you leave Astro games early if they're getting blown out after you've already paid for tickets and parking and food and beer, etc.? I've never left a game early in my life, regardless of how bad they're losing. That's an interesting question, because I will admit, I am not one of those. I always hated when you're with somebody and they want to leave early because like they want to beat the traffic.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I paid for this. Let me stay. I want to stay for the whole game. The one time I will leave early because I can be a bit of an emotional fan is if my team is getting cooked. And I'm like, I just can't see this anymore.
I'm done.
I can't watch this. But if they're blowing out the other team, I'm still absolutely. I'm not leaving early.
Of course you're
staying. But a lot of people want to leave early to beat the track. They're like, game's over. Let's leave. I'm like, no, I'm staying to the final out.
But see, the thing is, the trick is when you had that mindset, I'm leaving the game early because they're getting blown out and I want to beat the track. A lot of it's like 10,000 people that's thinking
exactly.
The same thing.
It's true.
So you're going to be in the trap. Sometimes
so you're not beating them as traffic.
Sometimes it's easier just sticking it out through the blowout.
Just wait.
Just wait a little bit. Sometimes you know. And
let it clear out a little bit.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to let it clear out because everybody is trying to beat the traffic.
Go get another hot dog.
Get
your last beer.
Yeah, just sit in your seat with your lady or your family just a little bit. Just let some time roll off and then hit the S.
But see, it's tough if you roll with a group of people and say the majority is like, all right, let's go. We ready. You got 4 people, 3-1. It's like, all right, we want to go.
Yeah. You're like, I'll just Uber home. You guys leave.
Hey, you can always do that. That's true. We have those options nowadays.
Yeah. No, it's a fair question. I typically do not leave early unless, like I said, if my team's just getting run out of the building. It's like, I don't want to watch this anymore. I'm going home. I know I spent the money. It was a waste of money. It was already a waste of money. If I keep watching them get killed, like that's not going to change anything. I'm not going to feel better about the money I spent.
Just sit there and, you know, do something on your phone.
Yeah. If I ain't got nothing to do, then I will sit there. But if it's like a work night,
that's different.
And then it's like, man, I ain't about to stay up all night while they getting their ass whooped.
So it depends on the circumstance. Then.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure a lot of people are thinking that, well, I got to work in the morning. It's already 10 o'clock. They getting scraped out.
That's
here.
More of a business decision
that's
for me.
It is.
Concerts are another one. I don't get people to leave concerts because that's different. There can't be a blowout. I mean, the artist could be terrible and you could storm out. But I will never leave a concert early. Even when it's late at night, it's like, I got to see the second encore. I got to stay.
Yeah, but I mean, usually you're there for the headliner, so you're not going to leave too early because you want the headliner's going on last.
Yeah. But when so Bruce Springsteen's going for 4 hours until, you know, 1 a.m. or whatever, and you got to work in the morning.
Man.
But I can't leave. Cam Whitmore was traded. We'll get to the Durant thing, but we already knew Kevin Durant was coming to the Rockets. It just became official yesterday with the new league year.
It got bigger, though.
Yeah, it did. But the 17-team trip.
It became a lot more than what we thought it would be.
But it didn't change anything for the Rockets.
No, it did not.
It's like all these what these supermarkets do, where they jack up the prices and then put it on a discount or on a sale. And it's like, this is what I was already paying for. You tell me it's 30% off, but like I'm getting the same deal I was already getting.
Yet
for the
it's
Rockets,
still exciting.
It's similar.
Yet it's still exciting. It's like, I got a deal. I saved this. I ain't saved nothing.
17-team trade, but if you're a Rockets fan, everything stayed exactly the same as you already knew it a couple weeks
Very
ago.
Very true.
And this was a pretty weak 17-team trade, by the way, too, man. They pumped it up like, oh, yeah, in history of this.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, like the only person that we care about is Kevin Durant in this 17-team trade.
Right.
I mean, I guess he was the only, star-level player, right?
Yeah,
involved?
Everybody else is. I mean, you got Clint Capella in it too, but
not a star.
It was solid
player, but not a star.
Yeah,
which might be a problem with the NBA that we have to go through that many hoops, jump through that many hoops just to like move Kevin Durant. And we have to make it work for all these different teams and to get them all. It's like, all right, let's get seven teams involved just so one star can go to the team he wants to. But I digress. We'll talk more about that later on, too. The trade I do want to focus on from this weekend, though, is Cam Whitmore. Will he be missed? And it might seem like an obvious answer, but Cam is very divisive. Last week, I was being somewhat critical of Cam Whitmore and saying, you know, like almost like good riddance, get rid of him. It doesn't matter. I don't think he plays a role on this team. And some texts came in support of my take at the time, and some texts came in saying, call me a casual fan because I don't appreciate Cam Whitmore. So I think he's very divisive. And
so you're casual now.
Because
you don't miss Cam Whitmore.
That's how I go.
And yeah, that is how I go.
That's how I go.
It's true. I don't take it personally. I come to expect it. No problem.
It probably came from the most casual fan out there, too. that's just always funny to me.
But will you, or not even you, the Rockets?
Yeah.
Let's take personal opinion. Do you think the Rockets, do you think we'll look back on this deal a few years from now and say, like, man, that's the one that got away? Do you think the Rockets will miss Cam Whitmore at all years down the road after trading him away this weekend? By the way, to the Washington Wizards for 2 second-round picks.
To the people that say, or I guess to the people that are up in arms about Cam Whitmore being traded, I mean, I'll ask them, do you miss or will you miss Jalen Green? Because a lot of y'all was tired of Jalen Green. He did a lot more here in Houston. I'm not saying upside-wise he's going to be in the long run that much better than Cam Whitmore, but we don't know right now. It's one of those things where we didn't really get to see. Yeah, we had a small sample size. You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, either of you, a small sample size of what Cam Whitmore could be. We don't know what he's going to be. We saw what he had the potential to be. So it's hard for me personally to miss a player like that. I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, he's got potential.
Yeah.
A lot of guys show potential, right?
Yeah.
We see that. We see potential all the time. Not everyone reaches their full potential, though, especially to the point where it's like, damn. We let him get away.
Mm-hmm.
He may go on to be good. And for him being good, he could average, you know, 15 points for his career. That's really good. But are you really going to miss that when you had a chance? Are you really going to miss that when you have a Rockets team in place that you have right now? When he didn't really, it just didn't seem like he was going to fit what Ime Udoka wants to do in Houston. I mean, how long was he in the doghouse last season?
Yeah, see, I think that's the issue right there. I think it was some off the court type stuff where.
But those things matter.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I do think the Rockets could potentially miss him a little bit, especially coming off the bench. Because the first thing I thought about when they got Kevin Durant and they sent away Jalen Green, I was thinking, like, man, you got Reed Shepherd, who I feel like he could do something. I'm not sure. He really wasn't playing that much last year either.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, damn, Cam Whitmore, he could prove some people wrong if he play his role right, coming off the bench and being that scorer, because they didn't really have that last season, and they wasn't even playing them like that. So I think I thought he could have had a chance where he could have came off the bench and just be that instant offense.
But there were reasons that they weren't playing him.
Yeah, see, that's the other side to
there
it.
Were reasons that's, why he wasn't playing.
That's the other side of it. But I do feel like if they don't have that type of offense coming off the bench,
yeah,
then I feel like people going to look at Cam Whitmore and see what he doing in Washington and be like, man, we could have had that coming off the bench.
But here's the thing. We've talked about this before. Even on a bad team, somebody got to score the ball. Just because you go somewhere, and he may go to Washington and average that 15 points I'm talking about right off the bat. Maybe 18. Who knows? The Wizards are still going to win 25 games.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So it's hard for me. And now we won't – looking at it right now, it could be knee-jerk reaction time. You know, prisoner of the moment. Okay, damn, I really liked him. I thought he could have done something. We're going to miss him, but we don't know what's going to happen, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now. How he's going to develop, continue, because he's still a young player. He's still going to need to develop more. And we just didn't get to see that in Houston. So it's really hard to say right now. But if I just had to answer your question, Luke, I would say right now they're not going to miss him as much. I don't think they're going to miss him as much as some people would predict right now.
I don't think they're going to miss him. And because he just doesn't fit, as you guys already touched on, like, he doesn't fit into what the Rockets are trying to do. That's why he was in the doghouse this past year. I think he's a little too selfish, for lack of a better term, as a player. He's too individual or independent and doesn't fit in with the whole team aspect. Doesn't play team ball on offense enough. And I think the defense, I know some of the metrics, he's almost like a ball hawking safety where he has some good metrics with blocks and steals, but overall, I don't think the defense was good enough. I would compare it to, I've never had this, I don't know if this truly exists, but you always hear like, oh, you know, when there's a breakup and the guy will say like, you're a really great person. You're just not the one for me. You're going to make someone really happy. It's just not me that you're going to make happy. And I think that's Cam Whitmore, where I think he's going to be really good. Yeah. All right. So you can relate.
I think we all have.
Cam Whitmore.
On either side.
I think he's going to be really good with the Wizards, but I would compare him to Jordan Poole. And Jordan Poole, and that's who he's replacing in Washington.
That's a good example.
And Poole had a better career in Golden State than Whitmore had here in Houston. He also had more opportunities.
Yeah, he did.
But Jordan Poole, eventually they got to a point where like, yeah, he doesn't really fit here in Golden State. They trade him to a bad team. He scores 20 points a game. Is the start for a terrible Washington team. I think that's Cam Whitmore, where he'll probably score 20 points a game for the Wizards, but like you said, they're going to win 20 games.
But it's funny that you compare that to Jordan Poole, because Jordan Poole had issues in Golden State, which is why he was traded.
Yeah, right. He wasn't a fit there,
He thought he should be the man, for the most part, in Golden State, even though they had Stephen Curry. He thought he should be the man, or if not, the 1B to Steph's 1A. But that was not in the cards for him. So he got moved along. I'm not saying that was Cam Whitmore's issue, but that may have been part of it, because he did want to score the ball. He probably did want a bigger role than the coaching staff thought he was ready for at the time.
Yeah, for sure. I think most guys do.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, with Cam Whitmore is I think the league kind of tells you, has told you what they think about him, where on draft night, you know, he was going into the draft, he was supposed to be like a top five pick, ended up sliding to the Rockets in the 20s. And in part because of the bad attitude. And then we saw some of that bad attitude, or at least heard about it through the grapevine this past year at the Rockets. And then he gets traded, and it's only for 2 second-round draft picks. It was pretty much a hand away for a young guy with
like, you know what, just take him off our hands.
Yeah. You know, we'll take anything for him. And I know there are reports that the Rockets had better offers, but they sent them to the Wizards because that's where apparently he wanted to go. Two things on that. Number one, I'm sure there wasn't a huge difference. There's no way the Rockets could have gotten a first-round pick elsewhere and said, you know what, we'll take the twos just so Cam's happy.
Yeah. If a first-round pick is out there, you're probably going to take that.
And there's no chance that they had 4 second-round picks offered and said, you know what, we'll take fewer picks just so Cam's happy. I don't buy that. But also, if the Wizards truly, if we buy that report that that's where Cam wanted to go, I think that's an indictment, too, that goes back to what I was saying about being that individual player. That's the destination. I don't know all the options that he had that they could have traded him to, but that's the destination he chooses, an 18-win Wizards team that just lost their leading scorer, because he's going to be a star there, and maybe that's where he wants to go, but he cares more about the this is just me guessing here, you know, caring more about the individual numbers than the team aspect, and I think that's why he didn't fit in Houston.
But, I mean, we've seen that in the past, especially with the NBA.
Of course.
In a sport where you can really be an individual on the court. And that's really, I mean, let's be honest, scoring the ball, if you're a guy that's capable of scoring at a high clip, that's really how you get paid in the NBA. Let's just be honest. That's how you get the big, you know, deal, get, you know what, I guess, do they even still call them max deals? Do they still have, technically, they do still, okay, they've changed, so much has changed with the CBA. But yeah, but that's how you get those types of deals. If you go out and average 23, 25 a game, you're in line for a big payday, even on a bad team. Because again, somebody's got to put up points. Somebody has to be there to attract fans to come to your arena to watch these games, even if you're only going to win 25 games.
Yeah, and the awards help, right? If you make All-Star games, you get more money. You get bigger contracts, so certainly.
All-Star, All-NBA,
Right, all those things. YouTube says Cam Whitmore is going to be a star. He just needs time to play. This trade sucks, so that's somebody who doesn't like the deal. On the flip side, someone said Cam is going to be a star on losing teams, no doubt, not going to miss him at all. On the text line, 832 said he had a horrible attitude. Another 832 asked, you think it had something to do with Ime? I think certainly that plays a role.
Of course.
Another 832 says they will miss Cam later on. He'll be a 15-point-a-game guy, and Durant is 37 years old. I don't think they're mutually exclusive, though. This was separate from the Durant trade. You could have had both.
This was separate
from getting Durant. Even if they didn't get Durant, they might have moved Cam Whitmore. 979 says his on-the-ball defense was fine. It was his team defense and overall effort that had him in the doghouse. Yeah, that's kind of the point, right? Again, I don't know the guy. I'm not in practice, but it just seems like he's kind of about himself and not so much about the team, and that just doesn't jive, obviously, with the team aspect or certainly with the Rockets are trying to build.
No, Ime Udoka was not going to stand for that for too long, and he didn't, obviously.
No, right. 2 years, and he's gone. Hey, you can continue to text the show your thoughts on the Cam Whitmore trade, but you can also answer the question of the day. What is something that is not a sport, but you treat it like it's a sport? Maybe you're into the hot dog eating contest on July 4th as well. Text the show, 713-572-4610. We'll get to that next in The Loop.